Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria, Tzaneen, Rustenburg and Mombela 19, Johannesburg 16 degrees. We start with news just in. Police Minister Senzo Mqunu has confirmed that the death toll from the devastating floods in the Eastern Cape has now climbed to 86, with most fatalities in Mthatha. While leading a police delegation in the province, Mqunu praised officers for their bravery and selfless rescue efforts beyond their mandate.
Performing your duties beyond the mandate, it's what we are here to appreciate, rescuing those who needed to be rescued. And unfortunately, we know that there are so many people that have deceased, and there's reference to the overall figure in the province rising up to 86.
In other big news, five people have died in a car crash on the N2 near Armaloa in Mpumalanga. The collision involving two sedans and a truck occurred late yesterday. Spokesperson for the provincial government, Mwetu Musi.
Indications are that the driver of the sedan was allegedly driving over 170 kilometers per hour. He apparently failed to stop and subsequently collided with another sedan on the same road. The driver of the sedan, which had four passengers, seemingly lost control before colliding head-on with a truck.
Mobile network operators have appeared before Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Communications to discuss South Africa's high data costs and poor connectivity, especially in rural areas. Chairperson Kusela Diko emphasized telecommunication operators, including MTN, Vodacom, Cell C, Telkom and Rain, should look into various shortfalls despite license obligations.
Our approach is not a combative one. We do understand that they need to make profit. And if there's a need for the committee to initiate legislation, whether it's tightening up existing policies or new legislation that is going to accelerate these processes, then that's what we need to discuss.
Now for a wrap of today's international news, global air traffic has been disrupted following Israel's strikes on Iran. Several major airlines have since suspended flights to and from locations in the Middle East. To India now, where grieving families waited for more news after one of the deadliest air disasters in decades, with the death toll rising to 279 people killed in the Indian passenger jet crash. The Boeing issued a mayday call shortly before it crashed around lunchtime on Thursday. U.S. Marines deployed to Los Angeles have made their first arrest yesterday. This comes as part of a rare use of military force to support police and coming ahead of national protests over immigration raids. And finally,
green light, red light, green light, red light.
A fitness education group in California has broken a Guinness World Record by gathering 1,423 people to play the iconic playground game Red Light, Green Light. What's the aim of the event? To promote physical fitness at schools. That's it from the news desk for today. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. From myself, Chanel September, and the team, goodbye and stay warm.
Jackarand FM weekends be like. Number 22.